Episode 1668, The Power of Justification.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people try. Happy every day, take a big, deep breath. It is a brand new week. It is Mindset Monday. It's time to talk about the power of justification. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, before we jump in, I just want to say that our prayers go out to Dayton, Ohio, with what has happened there with the shooting. As you know, with El Paso, I just don't understand always why things happen, but I do believe in the power of prayer. So join with me in lifting up these families, the victims, and the communities. Now I want to do a little bit of a shift. And it's kind of a tough one, isn't it, right? We go from having death and tragedy to being able to have resolve within our own life. There are many obstacles that must be averted in order to keep moving forward. You have dreams that you want to live. And if you want to keep away from those obstacles and move forward, you have to be aware of the one, and that's the power of justification. Now, justification is an action of showing something to be right or reasonable, right? We justify something. So, you know, it's really tempting on a Monday to have many, many justifications. Maybe yours already was getting to work late. Why? Well, because there was traffic. That's how you justified it. Or I woke up late and I hit my snooze button and it just went on and on. Maybe it was missing a doctor's appointment. Your justification is, well, I just didn't write it on the calendar when I made the appointment, and so I guess I'm a little unorganized. Maybe you forgot something for the kiddos at school. Well, your justification is, sometimes I'm just forgetful. It's that time of the month. I don't know what it is. We chalk it all up to being something more, right? We justify. We want it to be, oh, well, I think this is right, and this is my reason for it. We've all had them. We've done them. Plus, justifications, what? They benefit us because we are giving a reason that something is right. Now, with any benefit, you continue to do it. Why? Because it adds to what you get out of it. It's positive. But most of what is needed, though, to keep moving forward when obstacles present themselves is you got to subtract. You can't always add. And I know it sounds weird. You think adding is positive, but in actuality, you want to do the opposite. You want to subtract. You want to take away. Justification builds confidence in your limitations. Now, does that sound very positive? Not really. Justification builds confidence in your limitations. If you want to continue to work within those limitations, if you want to say, nope, this is the only thing I want to do, this is my comfort zone, I'm not moving any further, then yeah, keep doing what you're doing. But if not, we got to change something, right? Also, justification discounts your dreams. It makes it what? Unworthy. Not important. The thing is, you've got to look at what you need to eliminate so your obstacles don't become your boundaries that put you in a constant state of limitations. A limited mindset or a fixed mindset only does what? It holds you back from your purpose. It holds you back from your dreams. It holds you back from your goals. It keeps you from where you want to be headed. So in order to move forward, you must declare your direction. That is your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Declare your direction. Of course, you can keep living amongst your limitations. We've done it a lot. Maybe you've made some changes in your life. But before that, you were like, I'm just kind of doing the same old, same old. And I'm comfortable. And that's where I'm going to stay. But if that's where you choose to stay, and remember, it's a choice, then that's going to keep your dreams at bay. Instead, though, speak life into your day and declare your direction. Now, what does that look like? Well, let's break it down. Number one, stop complaining. When we complain, you're adding fuel to your excuses, which what strengthens your limitations. That's an equation for disaster. You're not going to even get close to what you want to accomplish. So stop complaining. Don't go down that road. You don't need to add fuel to the wrong fire. Number two, look at your obstacle head on. This allows you the opportunity to see what is possible when the impossible is right in front of you. As I was driving back home yesterday, and actually it was early this morning, I noticed a fawn on the side of the road, on the shoulder. And it, you know, you have all the lanes of the highway, the pavement, and then you have the shoulder, and then you have just that little grass that continues on. Well, she was sitting there right on the edge, and you could tell she was beginning to stand up. Now, understand, I'm going 70 miles per hour. So this was a, you know, a brief second that I saw this adorable, precious fawn that barely came to my kneecap, from what I could tell. And I thought about it, and I was like, oh my gosh, please, number one, I don't want you running out in front of me. That's the last thing I want to do, is to hit a fawn. Number two, I thought, okay, what is she doing? She's got to go the other direction. She's got to stay in the grassy area. You don't want to come out into this hard stuff. You're going to get hurt as the next dark car drives by in the evening. And then I finally thought, but wait a minute. She's probably not looking at all of those. Yes, there's obstacles, but her one focus is to be with her mom. Where's mom? Is mom already across the road? Has she made that trek across two full lanes plus the, you know, the median in the middle? Or is she up a little ways or down further? What is it? We've got to look at our obstacle head on, so we really know and can see the opportunity. And that leads us to what? Number three, declare where you're going. Declare your direction. It's that next step. Where was that fawn headed? Was she needing to go across? Well, thank goodness she didn't cross in front of me, because that was the last thing I wanted to happen. And she didn't. She was very, very secure in where she stood. But you could almost tell that there was a hesitation to her, like, wait a minute, I've got to get to where my mom is, but how am I going to do it? It's that one step. So when you look at moving forward, and you don't want to stay within this fixed mindset, you want to have this growth mindset, you want to keep going, propelling yourself forward. Stop complaining. Look at your obstacle head on and declare where you're going. So today I challenge you to look with the eyes of opportunity instead of justification of failure and defeat. So I want to give you an example, a real life, real honest example. Let's say you're cooking dinner, and for whatever reason, you burn dinner. Now you're making this scrumptious chicken. It started out awesome. You marinated it for about 3 hours, and then you were slow cooking it in the oven. But then something happened. You got distracted. The kids began to, you know, encompass all your attention. And the next thing you know, you're smelling something, and it's not something that's scrumptious. Oh no, you have burnt dinner. Now you could go and say, oh my gosh, I don't know what to do. I was just so distracted. This is ridiculous. I really do know how to cook. But because the kids, you know, drew me away from the kitchen, and because I just didn't take that extra second to set the timer, I burnt the dinner. But, you know, it is what it is. I burnt the dinner. So Well, okay, what are you doing there? You're justifying. So instead of saying that you got distracted or you forgot to set the timer, see the opportunity. I burnt the chicken, but guess what? Let's have homemade pizza instead. It changes everything. Why? Because you know where you're headed now. You're not sitting there going, okay, I burnt the chicken, but I really am a good cook. I just got distracted. You see, justification is what? It's a distraction itself. It keeps us from where we want to go. It holds us back. It paralyzes us from what? Movement. It paralyzes us from direction. You don't want to be on the side of the road going nowhere. You want to have direction. So declare your direction. Now, if you want help with this, I get what it's like to have that fixed mindset. And sometimes you don't even know that you're in it. You don't even hear in your own language that you're speaking justification and the tone and the words that you use. If that is you, click on the link, take aim in the show notes. I have a coaching call for you. It's my gift. That will begin our conversation. I want to be there for you. Let's talk about where you are, where you want to go, and let's figure out what that next step. Declare your direction. It's really amazing when you begin to use and look at your obstacles with the eyes of opportunity. When you allow yourself to bury justification, then impossible becomes I'm possible. And you got to remember that with everything you do, one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.